how do you keep students engaged? How do parents keep their kids interested in learning? So I have done research to find places in our area that offer in-person experiences that are safe or virtual experiences.
That was the voice of Lynn Swan. She is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Omni Homestead Resort. This past spring, more than 124,000 schools closed due to coronavirus. Those closings affected 55 million students. Today, coronavirus continues to impact public schooling. Many families have chosen full-time online learning. This decision has presented parents in rural communities like the Allegheny Mountain Radio listening area with a set of problems suburban and metropolitan families don't face. First being adequate access to high-speed internet. And while this report won't solve that problem in its totality, I can say that the Wi-Fi hotspot provided by MGW at the WCHG studio is still up and running. The second problem is access to local educational resources. The libraries in our listening area have reopened to the public with some restrictions. This has been very important to families taking part in virtual learning. But there's more. I talked to Ms. Lynn Swan about an educational initiative that she spearheaded and a partnership that seeks to lead more students into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I was wondering if you'd like to talk about putting that list together and what that was like for you.
It was a very worthwhile and rewarding task. So what we wanted to do was to create a list of other educational opportunities, other educational experiences that can be done in person and safely or virtually that would help their traditional school learning. So for example, we have the Garth Newell Music Center, an amazing facility right here in Bath County. While they aren't able to do their concerts in person right now, they are doing their concerts via YouTube. But before and after each concert, they will also have commentary to give you insights into the music, into the composers, and into their processes. There's also the new Maple Sugar Trail in Highland County, and you have the Green Bank Observatory across the border in West Virginia. So there's really a lot to do that can help engage and keep these students engaged through these difficult times.
I asked her about the Postcards to Space program.
As I was doing the research for these experiences, someone mentioned to me Blue Origins Club for the Future and their Postcards to Space program. The way it works is a child can design the postcard, and the theme is supposed to be, why do you think Earth needs space? So you write or draw that vision that you have on a postcard. You put your own address on it and a stamp, and then you send it to the Kent, Washington office of Club for the Future. They will then put it on a Blue Origin New Shepard rocket, send it to space and back, stamp it with a flown-to-space stamp, and then send it back to you. We have a special box that was beautifully painted by Warren Woodsell, who is a local Bath County resident and incredibly talented. So we've printed these for our guests, but anybody can go online at clubforthefuture.org and click on the link for Postcards to Space, which is our first mission, and download the template and the instructions for how to do it yourself and send it and get your postcard sent to space.
What led you down this path of wanting to help solve this problem for people?
Well, I'm a mother. Granted, my children are older, but I have a lot of friends who are parents and a lot of friends and family members who are teachers. And I know they're struggling and they want to do their best. And I just feel like this is an opportunity for all of us to be more resourceful. It was very rewarding as I did this research to find so many institutions, organizations that have pivoted their traditional offerings to offer things that are safe and just to really expand and be there to support their community. I am very grateful to see so many people willing to help, but I also know that it's hard on parents and they may not have the time to do all of the research. Our list can be found at theomnihomestead.com and then just go to Things to Do and click on Educational Resources.
Links to the websites mentioned in this story will be posted on the Allegheny Mountain Radio Facebook page with the story. The Omni Homestead is a business supporter of Allegheny Mountain Radio. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this has been Danny Cardwell.